It's the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What?
Having a good time.
I'm playing. I can't help myself. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Want to remind everybody, Tony Perkins from Fox 5 here in Washington, D.C. will be joining us on the show tomorrow. Also, Joe Ardinger, Man on the Street, his interviews with the last second tax filers. Mm-hmm. That will be on the program.
But Joe Mose.
Joe Mose, that's what we call him.
Joe Man on Street, Joe Mose.
Joe will be here via tape.
Right, not in studio.
Yes, we can't. Can't do that.
With
there's
Joe,
the loud stinger again.
The magic's in the editing.
And without further ado, let's get to the final segment of The Buzz. Buzz Burbank standing by.
Hi, Mike. Walmart, America's biggest single retailer for guns, has a new policy on gun sales. Mm-hmm. The chain says it's going to start creating a system for connecting a gun purchased at Walmart to a gun used in a crime. The system will automatically alert Walmart clerks not to sell any more guns to the person who bought the one that has become evidence. Walmart also says it'll start saving all its surveillance video of the gun counters, so that video will always be available for the police. Walmart says it will conduct background checks on the employees who work the gun counter, and Walmart says it's going to start keeping a closer eye on inventory.
Do you buy handguns at Walmart?
I think you can buy any kind of guns.
I think it varies state to state. You can in Virginia. Buy BB guns.
I've seen shotguns, but I haven't. They have handguns, too?
It varies state to state.
Excellent.
You got to get one?
Yes, sir.
Beware of that tedious waiting list, Mike.
I know. It's a
pain. Plan ahead.
When I'm buying one of my guns, I hate it when we have a slow checkout lady. But I love the greeter because he's more friendly when you have a gun.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Buy two, one for each hand.
Right.
On the plane over here today, Pope Benedict said he's ashamed about the sexual abuse crimes committed by priests. And he vowed to reporters on the plane that he'll do everything possible to keep it from happening again. Lawsuits in recent years have forced the U.S. diocese to pay over $2 billion in settlements. Pope Benedict said he will, and I quote, absolutely exclude pedophiles from the sacred ministry.
That's what he says when he sang that thing.
Oh, is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
He'll be here all week.
Right.
The Pope turns 81 tomorrow. The crowd greeting him today sang happy birthday. Unfortunately, they're a very long way from the microphone.
That was very hard to hear.
It was.
Soft-spoken Catholics.
We'll send that down to the lab. Kentucky Congressman Jeff Davis has apologized for calling Barack Obama boy.
Hey, we've had a DJ named Jeff Davis around here, haven't we?
Yeah, and also, don't they spell congressman with a K in Kentucky? Kentucky congressman.
This guy might.
And I'd like to just say, we did not cover it appropriately, but
yes.
On behalf of the entire family here at the Mike O'Mara Show, we'd like to congratulate Trevor Immelman on his victory at the Masters.
Hootie O'Mara?
I would just like to say congratulations, Trevor, and I will be sending you a pimento and cheese sandwich. Mm.
I think I'm going to stop by the ABC store tonight and get a fifth of Kentucky Congressman.
Yes, Kentucky Congressman. Well, let's tell us about the bigot, Buzz.
I'd be happy to, Hootie.
A big-ass bigot.
At a Republican dinner over the weekend, Kentucky Congressman Jeff Davis said he was recently part of a highly classified national security simulation with Obama.
Oh, right.
And then Davis said, I'll tell you something. That boy's finger does not need to be on the button. He could not make a decision in that simulation that related to a nuclear threat to this country. End quote.
Woo!
Yes, sir. All right, Jeff Davis. My name is Jeff Davis, and I'm a big old big-ass bigot.
What is your job?
I just get out in front of a big old microphone each and every day, and I say a stupid thing.
Well, good for you.
Very excited to be part of the United... Is he a congressman?
He is.
Well,
a U.S.
hallelujah,
congressman.
Glory be to God.
A Kentucky congressman.
My name's Jeff Davis. We'd like to have you all up to the house for a mint julep, please.
I love it, Jeff.
Yes. I hope you enjoy the lawn ornaments we've put out for you also.
That is nice.
Sure
you paint those? You paint those yourself?
I'm Jeff Davis. Of course I do.
Well, there was a flap, of course. So yesterday, Mr. Davis said to Obama publicly, I offer my sincere apology and ask for your forgiveness. It in no way reflects the personal and professional respect I have for you.
I do. I respect him. But, you know, in close quarters, when the microphone is on and I'm not aware of it, I speak my mind.
And who are you?
I'm Jeff Davis.
What do you do?
I'm a congressman in the United States of America.
With a K.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Congressman Davis, way to keep it classified.
Yes, sir.
Attaboy.
I say sir.
Delta and Northwest Airlines are merging, and United and Continental may be next. It's their way of surviving the rising fuel costs.
I saw that guy today, the CEO. I think he was the CEO of Delta.
Right.
Oh, you want to talk smooth. He handled everything Meredith threw at him.
Like glass.
Yeah, he was just saying it's going to be better, that you know it's going to be cheaper, and you knew he was lying.
More on time, mm-hmm. Wider seats. Liar!
It's their way of dealing with the rising fuel costs we were talking about and other airline killing problems. But all these mergers still have to be approved both by the government and by the unions that represent the airline workers.
She asked him during the interview, of course, about the prices, whether the merger will result in prices going up, which, of course, they always do.
Of course.
And I think the way he handled this was saying something along the lines of, well, of course, with fuel costs being what they are, in order to provide a good service for the consumer, the whole BS. So look for the prices to go up and flights to be delayed.
Still looking for the good service.
Mm-hmm.
California's bracing itself for the big one. A new study claims to be 99% accurate, and it says there'll be a major destructive quake in California sometime in the next 30 years.
Okay.
30 years, huh?
It took 2 days, and he's finally done it. He's trying to scare us now.
Well, he's not trying to scare us. We're not in California.
He's trying to terrify our California listeners.
I don't like to alarm people.
So there's a 99% chance that in 30 years there's going to be an earthquake in California.
That's what the experts are saying.
They're sticking with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A big one?
Yeah, a major one. 6.7 or very destructive, they say.
Okay.
Is that like a knock down a bridge big?
Yeah, that's 6.7 is pretty intense.
15, 78.
Good luck, Mike.
Carry the 3.
Nope, not worried about it. Won't be alive.
Me neither.
If all else fails, there's at least one 23-year-old woman who will probably sleep with you. If the face isn't all that important,
that's hot.
Look up Laura Michaels of Bristol, England, who has started a Facebook group called I Need Sex.
Larry Michael?
No. Laura Michael.
Laura Michaels.
Mm-hmm. Going into the weekend, she had already slept with 50 of the guys among the group's 250 members.
Hey, we had Dennis Hoff on the show. There are odds that a 21-year-old will sleep with you anyway.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter.
Her Facebook page says that if she likes your look, and I quote, we'll meet up for some fun.
Wow.
Baby!
Check out her new reality show called The Deadliest Catch.
I know there's somebody who might be interested. He's still in the building. CK?
Oh, he's done it already.
Did you hear that story?
You see how she'd been with 50? He was number 12, 24, and 30.
You cheapen his reputation. He just likes women. Nothing wrong with that.
He's got a good, healthy interest in
women.
That's
right. That's all we're saying.
He's a seductress.
And in... No. And in New York, Freddie Johnson, just out of prison, has been arrested for his 53rd time...
Mighty Freddie.
...for groping a woman on the subway. Actually, he just presses his pelvis against them.
Ooh.
Freddie...
Yeah, I know the name for that.
Yeah.
It's called frotchering.
It is.
Frotcher. I hadn't heard that. I just had heard it called grinding.
One of my wives was frotchered in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
I won't mention which one.
I bet I can guess it in 2 tries.
It was number 6.
Number 6.
Well, Freddie Johnson was being followed in New York by plainclothes officers this time. Officers who know him as the subway rat.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie is now headed back to prison, probably for life this time.
Freddie.
Mighty Freddie. He's always
ready.
And the University of Iowa would like to pay you to smoke weed.
Here we go.
Oh, buzz.
Here it is, every day.
Scientists at the University of Iowa are looking for marijuana smokers to study the drug's effects.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the word isn't out on those effects. They will compare these effects to those of people who smoke tobacco and drink alcohol but don't smoke pot.
Yeah.
The University of Iowa is paying subjects as much as $600, and they supply the weed.
Are you going back for your degree?
It's time, don't you think? Researchers say the results will probably be used for political ammunition by either side, depending on what the results are.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your guest professor all the way from Washington, D.C. Mr. Buzz Burbank will be teaching today's class.
Do you think it's good quality weed that they provide, Buzz?
I'm sure it's the best.
Yeah, I would think so.
University weed.
That is grown in the greenhouses.
Sticky university weed.
Devil's lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they call it higher education.
Right.
And in Arizona, you'll like this story, an 80.
Well, I didn't like the last two.
Or maybe.
He's pointing at you.
I didn't like the one that you were talking about with earthquakes.
Now they're pointing at each other.
Well,
right.
Okay, maybe you won't like this story. In Arizona, an 85-year-old golfer, legally blind, has hit a hole in one.
That's good.
85 years old and legally blind.
Let's do the Rudy clap.
Yeah!
Yeah.
All right.
It happened on the third hole of a three-par course at Green Valley, Arizona.
Hey, yeah. What's the par on that hole?
Robert Dunham was playing the course.
Over the line, guys.
Mm-hmm. He was playing the course with his friends, who are other blind veterans.
Well, now that was real smart of him, wasn't it?
There he is.
A whole group of legally blind guys, veterans, were out playing golf.
That's wonderful.
A helper from Veterans Affairs handed him the 9-iron that he used to hit that hole in one. When they told him he had aced, Bob replied, "You guys better not be pulling my leg."
And they said, "Here, enjoy some chicken," but it was a dinner roll.
He didn't know.
They thought they were playing tennis.
Finally, another day, but not just another strip club story. Mm-hmm. In Boynton Beach, Florida, and to me that sounds dirty, Boynton Beach.
It do.
Three men dressed in black walked into the Platinum Gold Club on Sunday night and started shooting the exotic dancers.
Oh, dear.
Oh, now that's way out of line.
With paintballs.
That's now that might be fun.
I like that.
Well, the paint washed off, but the girls now have circular bruises all over their bodies.
Yeah. Some people get turned on by that.
The paintballs also broke a few mirrors and left some stains in the gentlemen's club.
Like there weren't stains before.
Well, the stains who did the shooting said they were getting revenge for the dancer who claims that a manager had stiffed her financially.
Stiffed her?
Earlier in the day.
Okay.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Yeah. You're trying to scare people. That is what you do.
No, I don't like to scare people.
And you do it too much. Good luck with the chip on your window.
Thank you.
Tomorrow
on the
show.
Chip on your shoulder.
I don't have a chip on my shoulder. I swear to God I don't. Tomorrow on the program, we welcome Tony Perkins from Fox 5. He'll be joining us for a good chunk of time, right?
As long as we can hold him in here. Well, yeah, absolutely.
Nicest guy in broadcasting, in my opinion.
I like Tony. Also, Joe Mann on the street. And perhaps we will get to the Buzz Burbank interview with Silvio Bertolini, whatever the guy's name is. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Miss Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Booyah.
Doesn't that sound nice and professional?
I love it.
Sounds like effing Edward R. Murrow, doesn't it?
Like it.
For Beth Ann, Rob, Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, hunt responsibly. Whenever you enjoy the great outdoors, please don't hunt drunk. And if you must drink, please hunt responsibly when you do drink. Have fun at Walmart. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. And good night. Caps hockey here in Washington, D.C. is coming up next.
You want to talk up the record?
Sure. I'd love to talk up the record. Oh, this is Owner of a Lonely Heart.
Yeah.
See, what we're doing is we're playing a record because we have to go to the network early. So, bye-bye. Now, I have to talk it up for the rest of the network, right?
Yeah.
Can I do that?
Yeah, we're clear.
Should I pause?
You've already paused. We're
all right.
Clear.
Thank you. Why'd you tell me to do that?
I don't know.
Are we still on the air on the network?
No.
No.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.